So I think we should play, because we played this a couple of days ago, so, and it's worth it. This will be the last time you'll hear it. But Mike got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, God.
Really? Come on, man. This is a great thing. Let's enjoy it.
Well.
Don't worry. This is where it all ends.
Yeah.
We'll go back to poking you with the stick next week.
Good.
So I want to play his acceptance speech. It's short.
My nuts are feeling way normal these days.
It's 2 minutes long. But here's the deal. When I play this, you're going to realize after we play the next clip, there's a reason that it's 2 minutes long, because I had to edit it.
Yeah.
We had to go in and edit this thing down.
Okay.
So we're going to play the unedited version after this, but this is the version that made the air. So here it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. I guess I better plug in.
It helps.
Oh. Sorry
purple,
about that.
Purple.
You're stupid.
Yeah.
Purple.
And here we go.
Thank you. I'm blown away by this. I really am. A lot of people have come up here and said that today, and I am absolutely right there with you. A lot of people I love are here today. Renee, who was there for the heavy lifting of it all. Jordan, you're a little bit too young for most of that, but I believe you get it now. My sister, Patty, my brother-in-law, Mark, and my nephew, Drew. And also my broadcast partner, Corby Davidson, is with us today. Corby, I appreciate you taking the time to make the drive down here. I stand here today as a metaphor for everybody who has come through the ticket over the years, because what we have done is something unique, something that is different, something that had never been done before, and something nobody thought would work at the time. Yet we took the chance, we made it work, and we have deeply, deeply impacted pop culture in Dallas-Fort Worth and among our listeners in a way that most radio stations do not and just flat out cannot. But we have somehow found a way to do that due to the work and perseverance of all the great people who have come through there over the years. And I know that their day up here is on the way, and I hope that comes sooner rather than later. Once again, I'm absolutely just floored by this honor. I never thought it would happen for me in sports. They say if you're a real Hall of Famer, then you get in the first time you show up on the ballot, and the thing that I'm just most blown away by is that that happened for me. I just can't believe it. Thank you very much.
Now, you see, that sounds great.
You sounded great.
But the problem is, we did have to edit out some stuff for content. Otherwise, I'm afraid that you would have come off like kind of a schmuck.
You really didn't sound as great as that made it
no,
sound.
No, we had to do a lot of doctoring to that audio to make it presentable.
That's why we're your friends.
Yes.
So we're about to hear the unedited audio?
Yes, this is the raw, uncensored audio of your acceptance speech.
This is what I was looking at, staring up at the stage going, oh, dear.
Yeah. This is why your daughter was holding a napkin up in front of her face the entire time.
All right. Okay.
So here's what really went down.
Thank you. I'm blown away by this. I really am. A lot of people have come up here and said that today, and I am absolutely right there with you. A lot of people I love are here today. Renee, who was there for the heavy lifting of it all. Jordan, you're a little bit too young for most of that, but I believe you get it now. My sister, Patty, my brother-in-law, Mark, and my nephew, Drew. And also my broadcast partner, Corby Davis, is with us today. Corby, I appreciate you taking the time to make the drive down here.
I don't remember.
I stand here today as a metaphor for everybody who has come through the ticket over the years, because what we have done
Break
is something unique, something that is different, something that had never been done before, and something nobody thought would work at the time. Yet we took the chance, and we made it work, and we have deeply, deeply impacted pop culture in Dallas-Fort Worth and among our listeners in a way that most radio stations do not and just flat out cannot. But we have somehow found a way to do that. Due to the work and perseverance of all the great people who have come through there over the years. And I know that their day up here,
$8 Blockbuster, $8 Darp,
is on the way, and I hope that comes sooner rather than later. Once again, I'm absolutely just floored by this honor. I never thought it would happen for me in sports. They say...
This is what they say.
No, you have to stop.
This is what they say.
Listen.
Well, if only I were capable of that. If you're a real Hall of Famer, then you get in the first time you show up on the ballot. And the thing that I'm just most blown away by is that that happened for me. I just thank you very much.
Listen. Oh my God! Oh no!
Oh my God!
Hey, off.
He fell.
He fell off the stage.
That almost happened.
go back and listen to the end of the long toot,
okay,
where he kind of just realizes what happened and just can't believe it. Just listen to the end.
Okay, here.
Yeah.
What would happen for me in sports, they say... You're a real Hall of Famer when you get in the first time you show up on the ballot, and the thing that I'm just most blown away.
Gosh.
Oh, gosh. So as you can see, we tried to help you out, Mike.
Well, I appreciate
just
that.
Clean it up a little bit, make it air presentable, but, you know.
You got real gassy in the last
minute.
You did.
What happened?
I was having issues that day, man.
Like, it started with just a little one.
Oh, yeah.
Thought you could sneak that one by.
Yeah, well, you know how it is.
All right, there you go. There's Friday.